Okay, let's go. Let's get this thing started because old people need to get to bed.
All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host, Robin Tate. That's Bongo the Sane. And this is episode 525 of the show, would you believe it, for May the 5th of 2019. It's me here tonight, Robin. I have got Mark and I have got Kim. I don't have the rest of the crew because Richard is without bandwidth because he's moved into his new house. And right now, at this moment in time, Phil is on his knees begging his wife's forgiveness for some attention. We did offer them both to come onto the show. How nice would that have been? But no. Greg DeLacy is doing American things. Kim, you'll have to tell us what American things are. Nicole right now is hopefully doing quizzes and stuff like that there and Minecrafting, no doubt, in her wonderful little village. Gary DeFelice.
Who?
I know. Gary was this guy that came on the show now and again. Well, maybe four times. That's Gary. And you know, so who have I left out? Is that it? I haven't. Anyway, so every week we go out live about now, about 9 o'clock in the evening in the UK, and that's 1 o'clock in the west coast of America and 4 p.m. in the east coast of America and 3 p.m. for all those central people in America. So you can go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast or youtube.com/OC podcast, and you'll see us live, and we have this little chat window there, and you can put in chat stuff, and we respond to it in real time, you know. So
yeah, so like, hello to Mexican hosts.
Yeah, well, it is Cinco de Milo today, is that correct?
Yes.
Cinco de Milo. Hey, Milo. So happy Cinco days, everybody.
Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. To Milo. Milo. It's Milo. He's the Connect guy. What are the Mexicans? They've done Connect better than we did because they do it every year and it's gone, long gone and Connect. Anyway, so that's what we do. And people that follow us on Twitch are pretty cool. And there's a couple of new people this week. Eva Vactress, yeah, 29. Thank you for following. And some person, legitimately, he followed. We can't really mention him. Because,
oh, hey, Ginger Balls.
Yes. Same issues as me. thank you very much for the follows. So that's kind of cool. Now, the Overseas Connection podcast is a video game podcast, sort of loosely in a vein of, we talk video games, and as we get older, I think we talk less about video games and more about schmizzle and having a bit of fun.
Having to go to the toilet more often than we used to do when our back's aching. And
so I suppose this is about friends, really, and it's about the community and the friends that we've made through the community. Like arseholes like Womble that are in the chat right now. And I'm sorry, because I have this reputation, I'm told today, for insulting people. I insult people. Yes, I was taking stick today. Yes, so if you're insulted tonight, blame Mark Wright. in the chat, please join the chat live. So we talk video games, we talk life, we have a bit of fun, we have a quiz, we talk a bit of news, we have some competitions, and let's get on with it. So tonight on the show we have Kim. Now, very important, Kim. The first thing that you have to do right now is reach over with your left arm and take down the calendar.
Oh, yes,
and
May.
Show the new May picture is. It's calendar for May.
Right.
What have we got on the calendar? Can you describe that for us, please?
That is Jace, who is the firefighter who has two orange kittens, and their name is Ninja and Ginger. So apparently now we know who Ginge Ninja looks like. Apparently it's a pair of kittens.
So, yeah. Now, this firefighter doesn't seem to be wearing much of his protective gear, Kevin. I don't know how...
I think
health and safety
pants.
Is a bit lapsed in America, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, these are Australian, so...
Oh, you know, right, okay.
Yeah,
it's warmer down there, though, isn't it?
Sorry, that is the Australian fireman's outfit then. That is correct.
Yeah. You know, they've been balls down there, apparently, so.
Oh, Nick's feelings start in the chat. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. I didn't do it.
Put your giant head in your giant pillow. Hey, Heed, that Heed's so big it has satellites going around it. That's crazy. What is that from? God. So I married an axe. Oh, such a brilliant. Please tell me that's what that's from, Nick. Anyway, Kim,
yes.
My good evening.
Do what? You cut out there for a minute.
Good evening. You're on the show tonight. Good evening.
Yes, I am. Believe it or not, yes, I am on the show. That's me. I am at GamerGirl27. That's Xbox. That's Twitter. That's some variation on PlayStation. You know, whatever. And it's nice here. It's like 60-some degrees. So, yay.
Cool. And is it a holiday weekend there for you guys, too? May Day, May weekend?
Well, you know, it's Cinco de Mayo, and that's about it. So, other than that. We have to go to work tomorrow, so you know.
Okay. Well, everybody that's just, you know, important is off tomorrow.
That's right.
And anybody that isn't off, you know, they don't really count. So I'm off tomorrow. So that's it.
You're
and
always so, off. So what else is new?
I'm always off. You do right, I am. Okay. So also I have Mark Wright, and he is spinning the decks. He's got like a clockwork thing, and he's turning dials and cables plugged in somewhere, and he's got toned down headphones on, which are kind of just not as good as the old tweaky tweaky tweakies, yeah. But you know, they're kind of cool. So yeah. Mark, you are Marcanix.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Marcanix on Twitter and all the gaming platforms, so you can get me on all them as Marcanix. I've got the hamsters going full speed in the wheels, powering the PC and the stream, so I keep whipping them. If you keep seeing me go to the left, I was whipping the hamsters. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Busted. I'm busted.
Oh, no. Don't say we were talking about the Pet Shop Boys now, and frozen hamsters were really, really in trouble. Anyway, let's not go there.
Let's not.
Okay, this is a very special week for lots of reasons, okay? Because birthdays happen.
May is always a good month for birthdays.
It is a good month for birthdays. Yeah. So Dan Tilson, our good buddy who changes his name on a regular basis. What name is Dan carrying at the moment?
I think it's Danny Died Again.
Mm-hmm. I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know how long for, probably another couple of weeks.
And
it's bought
Dan Tilson. On the 7th, which is Tuesday, Dan, I'm happy to say, is going to be 54 years old, which is older than me. Brilliant. Kevin Fairweather, Kev, he will be 30-something, I believe, on the 8th. Mark Wright, funny enough, is 21 years old on the 9th.
Yep.
And he shares a birthday with my eldest, Joshua, who quite a few of you have met different shows and stuff. And my son, Joshua, will be 19. His last year of teenage is also on the 9th on his birthday as well. So that's fantastic. So happy birthday to all of you people, you especially, Mark and Joshua, and everybody. Yeah, goodness, getting old.
Happy birthday.
Mm. Happy birthday.
I've got a special song for us all.
Yeah, enough of that. Now, we do have one other big announcement this week for a community member.
And it came out of the blue as well. We had
and it
no
came
idea.
Out of the blue. Yeah, it's so weird. It's such a gaming thing. So Denik TQ, right? Denik TQ, top of our leaderboards, active gamer, around the community for years, Lewis Raimondo. And Lewis does Extra Life every year, I believe, as well.
Yeah, does he?
So they're cracking away on, where are we now? Sunday. So it must have been Friday. I think it was Friday. Yeah. And he was back and forth on our WhatsApp group about trials, the competition. And he's going, well, yeah, it's as good as I've got. I can't do anything more because I'm getting married now. So, congratulations, Lewis. By this stage on Sunday evening or Sunday, I would assume wherever you are over there, you are now officially married. Congratulations from all of us. I hope you're having
the club.
Fantastic weekend. Congratulations. Wow, getting married.
Congratulations and celebrations.
I've been watching Play for ages.
Yeah, I think it was.
Mark's got a tune for everything, I swear.
He does, but he doesn't have a tune for my fairy liquid brush.
Well, you know.
But we'll get to the bottom of that later.
You haven't been paying attention.
Hey, well, I'm happy indeed.
Yeah, so it's bank holiday weekend, everybody, and it's fantastic for me, for Mark. Are you off tomorrow, Mark?
I'm off all week. I've tagged 4 days onto the bank holiday, so I'm off all week for my birthday week because we're off to see Endgame on Wednesday afternoon.
So you're even more special than anyone then.
Yeah, I've got the full week off. Oh,
fantastic. Just a wee FYI, I don't know if it's me or you, Mark, or my kids streaming too much in the house right now, but I'm a bit choppy here and there, so I don't know. Sorry, so if my audio quality drops out, it will get better as they go to bed.
As I stop streaming porn.
Maybe starting streaming porn, that's the terrifying thing. So let's get have a wee chat about what we've been up to.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, so I look down at my desk during that little jingle, and I see drool, slabbers. Am I getting that old now that I'm starting to spit as I talk?
Apparently
so.
And now that you've told on yourself, I mean, yeah.
I always dread the day. Remember years ago, when I was at school, some of the older teachers used to get, like, foamy white bits in the corners of their mouth. Dread that day.
Oh, Lord.
So I like a bowl of porridge in the morning. I like my father. I used to like a bowl of porridge in the morning. And I remember having to sort of tell my dad all the time about, hey, Dad, there's porridge in your chin. There's a wee bit of porridge in your chin. And that's now happened to me. And it's a sign of, like, your food is drooling down from you. And yeah, oh, dear me. Age, it's a bloody awful thing. What can you do? Can we invent a machine with the knowledge that we have, the experts that we are in science and technology, and we do the internets? Surely we can invent a machine like a fairy liquid brush to make us go backwards in time to age, or a better still, a fairy liquid brush that we can apply each day, which will make us feel and look younger. Can we get our heads together? There's enough people in our community. People like Womble. People like Denick. People like Darren Hilton, who we'll get to later. They are the sort of people that can invent that machine. It can't be that difficult. Surely we can do it. Do you agree?
Maybe.
Do you not think these people here can do this?
I'm slightly skeptical. I'm having flashbacks of The Fly, you know.
Dear me. Okay, Mark, you're here by an act of God. It's amazing that you're here. You have the brain power to buy the cheapest SSD you can get your hands on.
Hey, well, the
and
cheapest,
get every single problem that comes along with that.
Yeah.
happened?
Well, it wasn't the cheapest, but it was on offer. It's a SanDisk, so it is a popular make, which is made by WD, Western Digital, which are a popular hard drive. Yeah, so what happened was, I've got a boot SSD with Windows 10 on it, and it was only a 120 gigabyte one. I got it so obviously Windows boots faster and everything, and PC runs really quick, which it does, and it's superb. I love my SSD. But it's got a bit full now over sort of like the last couple of years. And I was asked to go on to the Entertainers again this past Wednesday, and my computer kept crashing, and all the screens kept going black, and it kept going funny. So I managed to free up a bit of space, and I went on the show, and like mid-show it started doing it again. All my screens started flashing and going black, and I thought, oh my God, it's going to crash. Luckily, it held out until after the show, and then it completely locked up. I couldn't do anything. So I had to get a new SSD, which I did. I got one off Amazon, a SanDisk 2. I only went for a small 250 gig. And they were only about 30 odd quid. It was quite cheap, really. There were some really cheap branded ones for a little bit cheaper, but I wanted one what was a known brand. Big mistake. So I installed it, which is really easy. But I installed it in line with the other one so I could clone it. Now, this is where the problems lie. The software, what you download for SanDisk and Western Digital hard drives, is utter fucking shite. It wouldn't work. I installed the software. Initially, it wouldn't find the hard drive, and I realised I had to go into Windows and format the hard drive, initialise it, which I did. Mm-hmm. The software then found the hard drive, and when I went to do the cloning process, every time you start the clone, it says Windows needs to restart. So I restart Windows. After I restarted Windows, nothing happened. Every time it did that. So I started scratching my head. I was getting a bit vexed. Started to get a bit angry. Sweat bubbling on my forehead. And Richard previously recommended some software called EaseUS to do backup. So I looked at that, and I looked at a few others. And that was the cheapest one, because the other free trial versions, but to actually do the actual cloning, you had to fucking buy it. So I thought, right, I need to get it sorted, so I bought it. It was only $20, so it worked out £16. So this is obviously increasing the cost of my SSD now, so it's not as cheap as what I thought it'd be. But yeah, this software, source drive, destination drive, click go, 30 minutes, done. Fucking piece of piss. Absolutely brilliant. So once it had cloned it, just unplugged the old drive. The new drive had the boot sector, it had the new drive letter, it had the C drive, it had everything. It just fired up as if it didn't know any different, the computer, and now I've got double the capacity. So yeah, my tip for anyone replacing their Windows drive, if you're going to clone it, make sure you get some decent software to do it before you start, because it'll save you a lot of hassle.
Buy a Samsung hard drive.
Yeah, you didn't have any problems. Yeah, Robbie was very helpful. Robbie, because I knew Robbie had done his own. I said, oh, did you have any of these problems? He went, nope. Nope. Should have bought a Samsung. Thanks, Robbie.
I hardly even remember the install process, because I plugged it in, away it went, and it was done.
When I bought this other software, this EaseUS to do backup thing, like I said, 30 minutes it was done. It was just so easy. But this called Acronis, what you get with the Western Digital drives, absolutely awful. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
In fact, the one that comes with it, I'm just looking at it here because it runs in my tray. It's called the Samsung Magician. It comes with it. It tells me I have a 500 gigabyte one in there. And there's 99 gigabytes free on it right now, and it's in good condition, blah 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 blah. I have a Samsung 850 Evo 500 gig, so I'm sure they're a bit cheaper now as well once I bought it, but yeah, so it wasn't an issue. So
For storage, I've got two other hard drives in there. I've got a 2 terabyte and a 1 terabyte. I would use one for storing my games on,
much
and
data.
one for just like all my documents and all the porn. And they're out full already. So this was just for Windows, but it soon fills up. Even when you're just making sure you just install everything to the other drives, I don't know how it fills up.
Yeah, I know, because it used to be like JPEGs on 4chan were 160 kilobytes, but now the people are putting up two meg and photographs and stuff like that, and it takes so much space for your porn now. So RedTube is probably it. Don't store anything in your drive and go incognito and then flush everything out every now and again. So it's probably the best way to do it. And preferably do it in an internet cafe where you're not doing it at your own house. Yeah. Well, Well, if you put it, there's a coat round over your head so people can't actually see what you're. What are internet cafes? Do they still exist?
I don't know.
Are there still internet?
Yeah. For those who want to do stuff on the dark web and not get caught, yeah, probably. I was a bit worried. I sent out a warning message to the guy saying I may not be on Sunday. But yeah, it all went through in the end, so it's all sorted.
You're here. Okay, yeah. So Kim, you have big news. And this kid better be called Luke. You have a new nephew born pretty much on Star Wars week.
Yep. Yeah, we're no longer on Baby Watch. My nephew, Owen James Smith, was born on the 1st at 11:48 p.m.
Not Darth.
Not Darth, though. I know, right? I'll ask him about the next one. Maybe I can get something done there. Or maybe we can give him a nickname. I don't know. But, yeah, he was born. He's 8 pounds. He's a little bit bigger than my first nephew, Anthony. So, cool. Anthony didn't know what to think about that one. Because, you know, he's used to being the biggest one, but he's not now. So,
dear.
He's a cute little fart. He when he sleeps, he looks angry and pissed off at the world. So I've nicknamed him the Angry Sleeper. So
Angry Sleeper. Yeah, well, you know, it might be a challenge. You know, Anthony's going to be big brother now. So
he's tickled about that. So
yeah, that'll be cool. And it'll be waiting until it's about a year old and he starts to take Anthony's toys and see how that reacts.
Then I want to be putting him in the basement again. So.
Congratulations, Auntie
Thank
Kim.
You. Yeah.
But Fox is still about after the babies?
Yeah. Yes. My foxes are still here. I thought she had, the mama fox had taken them off somewhere because I hadn't seen them in a while. But no, they're still here. So, mama and daddy, and there's 5 little foxes. So,
as you're an expert on all things like animals and stuff like that,
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. How long do foxes stay with their mummies and daddies before they get kicked out? Or do they get kicked out? Or just because as you're like a Scientologist and you make like documentaries and stuff like that there?
Documentaries, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming they probably do at some point, but they haven't yet, so.
Oh.
I will keep you informed.
I must look it up. Fox Watch. You should set up a webcam. Fox Watch. Fox Watch at Kim's. Let's go over to Fox Watch Cam. That's kind of cool. Okay, can we talk Game of Thrones?
Yes. Obviously, no spoilers, but Game of Thrones Sunday night was...
Can we give a big spoiler warning shout out? Because I want to talk about it for a minute or two.
Oh, you can you? Do you want to?
What? Yeah.
Are you serious? Right, okay, I'm on. Right.
Okay, everybody.
Warning for spoiler
for
warning.
The next 5 minutes, we're going to be very, very clear. We're going to talk about, generally anyway, Game of Thrones, episode 3 of the latest series. This is your warning now. If you don't want to hear this, mute us for 5 minutes. It's now 21:26 here, 21:27. So at 21:32, we'll stop. I promise you. So, we're going to have a chat for no more than 5 minutes about Game of Thrones. Warning given now. Okay, God damn it. This episode was pretty darn cool, but far too friggin' dark.
Yep.
Yeah, I can get that.
Complaining. The screen was too dark. There was so much going on, I didn't know who was hitting who in the head. Was that me? Or was it everybody?
It was dark, but it was so good, though.
Oh, my God, you're right.
And like Greg was saying, oh, there wasn't much production value. We didn't put much effort. Oh, it was so dark because they wanted to save on special effects. If you watch the making of afterwards, you know how long it took to film that one fucking episode? 55 days.
Yep. All the the fields around Winterfell were covered in green sheets. For ages, every field, all around us, just green. I don't know what to say. It's a big battle scene, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you can really spoil it. There was lots of battling.
Yeah,
there was that the red woman came back, the fire starter.
Yeah, when she lit all the Dothraki swords, that was an epic moment. And then we all rode off to it, man. You all heard this. Whoa! and all the lights start going bing, 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 and going out, and then you thought, oh, fuck, they're all dead.
Yeah.
That was good. That was very visual. That was cool. Jumping straight to the end, little girl jumping like, wah! Like Spider-Woman diving out of the dark was just friggin' brilliant. I thought that was really, really cool.
And that
cool.
was, when I watched some other stuff about it afterwards, some like review stuff, in season 3, I think, the Red Woman met Arya when she was obviously a lot younger, and she did predict this. She says, you've got a lot of people on your list, and she was one of them. And she ran about people with brown eyes, green eyes, and blue eyes. Mm-hmm. And then she reiterated the blue eyes again in this episode, and Arya just went, ding, big fucking light bulb above her head. And then she went running off, and you thought, well, has she gone? Yeah,
I mean, Arya's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Now, was this episode the last episode that she got her end off just because she...
Last episode,
It was the last one, just in case
you don't Gendry's the only one who saw her coming,
I've tried that line on girls for many, many times. And it never, ever worked, but, you know, it worked there. I thought it was really, really cool. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of extras around here for that. So production value, your arse, Greg DeLacy. the castle is fantastic. It was intense. It'll be interesting to see, because I didn't actually get how many people have actually died. Now Joshua, my son, who's all into this in a big way, was all saying, we've got 2 minutes, he knows exactly.
I think
who's
it was
gone.
About seven major characters died, not that many really, but
not as many as I thought.
The biggest one for me was Theon.
Well, you know, balls off. You know, your man in the wheelchair, the send off the Ravens, was that just to distract or to show the Ice King where he was?
Joshua
said that's what it was.
I expected fucking flying elephants coming in because his eyes were rolled and you think he must be controlling someone. And what was he doing all the time? So I don't know.
When one of the series in Doctor Who, Daleks started to fly.
Yeah.
Well, I expected the chair to start levitating soon.
I can't wait until tomorrow
evening. We've got we've got Cersei to deal with now. We have got Cersei is going to be the main thing. So there'll be a wee bit of patching up your wounds and stuff like that there now. And then it's the Iron Fleet and Cersei to deal with, and then the big hugs at the end and who's the last man standing.
Yeah.
1 minute.
We've got a minute left, have we?
Oof. So. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about it?
The dragons. I didn't think we used the dragons as much as I wanted to. The two sort of like Daenerys dragons. They used the ice dragon a little bit near the end. But yeah, I thought it were a bit weak on the dragon side because they could have done so much damage.
Yeah. Well, for me, apart from being too dark, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the episode before I thought was good. This one here was just fantastic. So... bring it on. Keep the quality up, guys. Okay, we're done. That's it. We're done. No more talk about Game of Thrones or the aliens that landed on the castle. That'd be funny. Right. So I also went to see Endgame this week, and my God, I'm going to spoil the hell out of that
night.
Jesus Christ! Do you know what I have to go through to avoid spoilers?
You've got to go. Sorry. I think 80% of the world population has seen Endgame at this moment in time.
Right. Okay. All right. I just want to say one thing. Right. For these people who are putting spoilers in random comments on random threads on Facebook and Twitter, not related to the movie. Fuck you, you fucking idiots. Right, that's it.
He that insults people, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I should have been born in November. I haven't even watched any trailers for this. I don't want any spoilers. So, yeah, Wednesday. I can't wait for Wednesday.
Okay,
I'll spoil the shit out of it.
I say it is epic.
I've heard everyone say it's a great finale to the career.
It needs about 20 minutes of editing. But that's about it. And even that's fan service, the stuff that's there. So go and enjoy it. Because of its length, and I know this is going around the internet quite a bit, have a pee.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't have the uber, super gulpy size drink. Yeah. Have a pee before you go. If you see Captain America, okay, and he's like sitting down, chatting to people.
Yeah.
At that point, you can run for a quick pee.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? I was asking Kate on Wednesday night, it's Kate Zina, and I asked her what's the best time to go for a pee, because I'm wrong side of 40. I can't hold it 3 hours.
Chatting to people in a hall or a room. Yeah. That would be a time you've got 2 or 3 or 4 minutes there of time you could quickly go. Yeah. So, but that's the only thing. Go see it. Endgame is a really, really good flick.
Yeah.
And it's lovely, and there's emotional parts of it like that make you feel sad and good and happy and glad and wondering what's going to happen in the future and what happened in the past. It's good. Go see it. I don't want to say a word more.
Yeah.
Because Wumble, he knows where I live. He's got a certain set of skills. And he'll okay, what else we need to talk about? Puller, I don't know what that means.
Right, okay. On Netflix, there's a movie, which I think it came out January, called like Puller. Have you seen it, Kim?
No, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
So
Puller is a movie about assassins, a bit like John Wick type thing, but Mads Mikkelsen plays the lead and is coming up to 50-year-old, a bit like your Robin.
What was that? My God.
But this firm of assassins, what they're under, Damocles is a firm, once they hit 50, it's policy for them to retire. Now, depending on how long they've been in the organisation, they get a big payout. And the character Mads plays, the Black Kaiser, he is due $8 million when he retires in 14 days. Now, the firm's boss, and now this is the worst bit about this movie, it's played by Matt Lucas. Now, I like Matt Lucas, he's good at funny stuff, but I thought it was a weird fit for him to play an assassin boss. There you go. So this boss, he wants to pay off all his debts, all the investors, so everything going forward after next year he owns, and he has to pay $29 million. So the only way he can afford to do this is the current assassins what are retiring this year is killing them off, so they cannot collect their retirement money. Now, the guy's second in command, who is she's played by Catherine Winnick, who's in Vikings. She plays Lagatha. You know Lagatha, Kim? Yeah.
Yep.
I like her. She's a good actress. She recommends against this, but it goes ahead anyway, and it's just complete, utter mayhem near the end. And it gets really brutal. There's some torture scenes, which makes Trevor from GTA look like a little pussycat. And it's quite violent, and it's really, really good, and I recommend it to anyone. So, yeah, that's Paula on Netflix.
Ew. Okay, cool. All
and right. It's got a bit of a twist at the end as well, so a good plot twist at the end. And there may be another one because it leaves it open for a sequel. So that's cool.
I have the quiz.
Woohoo!
Thank you very much, Nicole, for emailing the quiz. Okay, so today we went for a run. Glenn is away for respite for the weekend. He's not back until tomorrow night, which is really unheard of. So I only have one set of nappies to change for the weekend. It's lovely. And we took a wee spin out this afternoon, like, where do we go on a bank holiday weekend on the Sunday afternoon when we've nowhere to really go? And we went to IKEA.
Yeah,
but I think 80% of the population, like watching Endgame, also decided to go to IKEA as well.
Yeah, bank holidays, IKEA.
They craved those little meatballs and gravy with jam.
Yeah. The one thing I will avoid on bank holidays is any sort of like retail shopping place. It's just, you're just asking for it.
Oh, do you go to retail shopping places all the time then afterwards? You know, not generally. I mean,
is that not on bank holidays.
You go there and go and choose your clothes. You go and choose different outfits. You try different things on. You can never get it quite right. You keep on trying. Is that what you do all the time? You go to Dorothy Perkins. You pick something up. Then you bring it back again. Or you sort of mark these man for your undies. What is it, Mark? How many times do you go to retail shops not at bank holidays?
Well, I try avoid them full stop. I try to do everything online because I fucking hate shopping. My wife knows that. I hate shopping.
Oh dear. Okay. Right. Well, don't go to IKEA tomorrow. Definitely. I'm sure it's worse than today.
Yeah.
All right. I want to mention Fraser Moores. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Fraser would have been sort of a host on the show. He has came from a history of podcasting, and he was here, and then he went dark. Dark 060, left all the WhatsApp groups, left everything. PUBG took him over. He changed, man. He changed. He said, no, podcasting is not for me. Anyway, in my Twitter feed this week, the Seal podcast. The first episode of the Seal podcast. Now, I fought back the urge to tweet back to him to say, are you like military veterans or SEALs or Navy SEALs or what are you? Anyway, so there's five or six or seven of his guys and friends, mostly from Scotland. Mostly from Scotland. It's ridiculous.
Kevin and Sean.
Just Scottish people. It's just Scottish people everywhere. It's terrible. Terrible, I tell you.
So I'm going to talk about PUBG every week, then. That's going to get boring quickly, isn't it?
Anyway, Fraser, well done. You were always welcome to come back onto this show. What did we ever do to you?
I'm going to have to find this now.
Yeah, I don't think it was on iTunes. I had to get it on Podbean. Right. So the first episode meant to be not all through. And I listened to a good bit of it. And congratulations, Fraser. So give him some of your support there. The Seal podcast. Fraser, you're almost turning, or maybe even you are, turning into another Gary. You've been on several podcasts now, Fraser. Please, don't kill any more. Be good to this one. Anyway, okay. Let's move on unless we have more things to say. Do you have more things to say? Okay, let's talk the hell out of some games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
We are in a new month, and that means there's lots of monthly, in hyphenated marks, freebies. If you pay for your subscription, let's clarify this for the lesser mortals of our podcast, like Greg DeLacy that needs this explaining every time. They're not free. You pay for a subscription, they come along. It's like when you pay someone to clean your windows every week and they decide to service your wife or girlfriend, that's the extras. This is the same thing. You pay for your internet online stuff and you get some free games. It's the same thing. It's a bonus. And we love a bonus. So, Kim, what are our fucking wife, slutty bitch, went off with the window cleaner games this month?
Wow, I don't even know if I can follow that now. Jeez. That...
Sorry.
So much hype. Damn. Kind of want to know who you employ for a window washer. But anyway, not the point. Our games with gold for May are Marooners. They're available May 1st through the 31st. The Golf Club 2 featuring PGA Tour. Available May 16th through June 15th. Earth Defense Force Armageddon. Available May 1st to the 15th. And Comic Jumper, available May 16th to the 31st. And, of course, those are backwards compatible with the Xbox One.
I'm actually looking forward to playing Earth Defense Force.
Sure, you stop. Let's talk about them a bit.
Yep.
So, yes, I want to play Earth Defense Force. Yes.
Golf Club 2, a little bit interested in, but a few of us are not so much.
We had so much fun with Golf Club 2. I've downloaded it already. It's there. We had so much fun. I don't know if it's missed its point. But just up the road from us, next weekend here in Northern Ireland is the Northwest 200. Really, really big. Yeah. It's one of the fastest in the world. It's crazy. At 200 miles per hour plus on public roads, two-lane public roads, crazy. But in the place that is around, that's the sort of Portrush, Port Stewart Triangle, there's a golf course there called Royal Portrush. And at the beginning of July is the Open is coming to Northern Ireland for the first time ever. And Portrush, they're getting the course already. They have been for the last month and all the grandstands and the pit area done. But already on Royal Portrush, there's been so much work for the last 2 years for one golf game. All of the grandstands and everything up around the course are already going up there. So that whole area is just crazy. So that's why I say that is because it sparked my interest in the golf club. Another little blatter around the golf club as hopefully Mickey Mouse. Can you play as Mickey Mouse in it? No. It's a serious golf club game.
Yeah.
Apparently, yes.
Quite realistic, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Sarah is now in the chat.
She is.
She's saying that the chat has dropped a few times for her. She's saying the Wi-Fi is not strong where she is, which is
not like the Force.
Force always this week. So, yeah. Anyway, I fancy a bit of golf club. In fact, when the trials thing teeters off, maybe the golf club, as it's a freebie sort of thing. Not quite free, but as it's a freebie sort of thing. Not quite free, but it's almost free. Maybe we can get something going there again. So,
all right, well, that means I'll have to download it then. I can, because I almost skipped this one because, well, they don't sound real interesting. But saying that, I'll download it. So
PlayStation, there's new stuff now. Alrighty,
yes. Your PlayStation Plus games for May are Overcooked and What Remains of Edith Finch.
No. Mm-hmm. Overcooked. These are good. These are family-friendly games. I don't know how family-friendly What Remains of Edith Finch is. But the Xbox, didn't we spit those out recently?
Yep.
Yeah, Overcooked was on, a few months ago, yeah.
And Edith Finch is in Game Pass, I believe.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or does it just seem a little bit thinner?
Yeah.
That they don't have the Vita games and stuff in there now.
Yeah, since they PlayStation stopped doing the PS3 and the Vita stuff, because a lot of them were cross-play on PS4 as well, a lot of people were under the impression they were going to give 3 or 4 games, or at least give some really good at least one AAA. But it's been a bit of a poor showing. And I'm not dissing PlayStation, because I think the Xbox One's past couple of months have been a bit poor as well. I think they're both at this playing the sort of like, well, let's give them whatever we can sort of like thing.
Yeah, the Xbox is maybe the Earth Defense Force is an Xbox 360 game, and so is Comic Jumper, and they're back compatible. But
Golf Club 2 is quite new, recent, so I'll give them that.
But those are sort of the Earth Defense Force and the Comic Jumper, and both good games, both sort of not the best ever, but good, for a couple of hours of your time. Mm-hmm. Although they're packing, it's pretty nice packing. And that's what's missing from those two things that are there. So, I don't know what they can do. Because it's not completely free. And anyway, I'm sure they'll work it out. Twitch.
Sure.
Do you Twitch stuff there?
Yeah, your Twitch games for me are Majesty, Majesty 2, the Fantasy Kingdom Sim, Stealth Bastard Deluxe.
Goodness. I don't think it's called Stealth Bastard over here in the UK. It's called something else, I believe.
This isn't a Robinism, is it?
No.
It was called something else on Xbox.
Yeah,
Stealth Inc., I think it was called.
Stealth Inc., it was Stealth Bastard on PC.
Yeah.
Little Acre and Whispering Willows, which I think I have Whispering Willows on Xbox, maybe. It was like down to like $2 or something.
As the trees don't need to know. Anyway. We can't have ain't half hot mum any longer.
So, anyone know what Majesty is? Because you get two of them there.
Majesty? And Nicole is the other Her Majesty.
apparently it's a fantasy kingdom sim. Right. So, whatever that means. It's
just like my life then.
Mm. Right, exactly.
Whispering Willow was on screen a minute ago. That looked quite cool. I think you'd like that game, Robin. It looked like a top-down sort of like little adventure game. So,
I seem to like those things, don't I?
Yeah.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Those things.
We've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they appeal to me. I don't know what it is. I like platformers. So puzzle-y platformer type things. Anyway, okay, that's good. Those are your freebie games. I will touch on a wee bit more. In fact, I'll do it right now at the bottom of the news. If you are a Humble Bundle person, and I keep on forgetting to cancel mine.
Oh, yeah.
comes in and I go, another month. The early doors thing. So last month it was Assassin's Creed Origins that you get. So your early unlock. So if last month you could get your Assassin's Creed Origins for $12. Well, for your early unlock this month, it is Call of Duty Black Ops 4, the Battle Edition, with a whole pile of extra DLC and other bits and pieces there as well, for $12. So, actually, that I haven't played a good new Call of Duty's game in seasons, and that might be nice. So $12.
Is this an early unlock for June then?
Yes.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So Assassin's Creed Origins is out now. Isn't that right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty good. So Humble Bundle is a nice thing. Humble Bundle subscribers, they pay a little bit and you pay for as much as you want. It's not very, very expensive. It's just your PC backlog just keeps on adding and adding and adding. It is owned now by IGN somehow or another, but money does go to charity. So, which is nice. Don't know how much, but still, I don't feel just as bad saying some money goes to charity. It could be $1 a month, $1 a year. But you can buy a lot with a dollar these days. No, that's terrible, Owen. No, charity's good. So if they're helping people buying games, do it. Do it. Okay. So let's talk about some games that we actually have played, because there's so many.
We're varied, aren't we? There's such a variety of games what we play every week. Okay. Not.
So is there anything new in Red Dead Redemption, Kim?
No, still, you know, plugging away at the campaign and still playing the online and doing the daily challenges and, you know, sometimes pissing off other rival posses and whatnot.
The daily challenges interesting? And what do they get you?
Oh, some of them are. Some of them are just like, you know, skin 5 deer or, what was one? Go collect like 5 of one herb or something. Or using your carbine rifle, go shoot 5 people. Yada, yada, yada. You know, it's the usual stuff. So, you know.
Encouraging you to go and shoot 5 people.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and not just 5 random people. You know. Yes, that's the usual weekend.
It's just America. It's just. Just happens all the time. What are you doing there, Kim? I'm going down to the shop. I'll shoot a few people out there.
Yeah. Path of the course for Missouri. If you visited Missouri, it's a regular thing over there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you two guys have been at your trials. So you've marked that between yourselves about trials.
Yeah. Well, there's not really much to tell other than I finally leveled up to, 14?
We've got Rhino Bike now, haven't you? Yeah.
Which is taking a little bit more to get used to as opposed to the Squid Bike, I guess. So, I don't know. I did some contracts, finally got over to where the windmill track was, so I got that done, and, I'm learning as I go. But I did get my first squirrel.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I got it on the tilting windmills track. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, I've not seen that one yet. All right, you'll have to tell me about it.
It's on the second windmill.
Right.
Right?
Oh,
yep.
Cool. Oh, so, do you have to stay on it instead of having jumping off?
Cool. So,
Have any of you actually tried the track editor yet?
No,
I have not.
Yeah, I fired it up, and it is a bit clunky, but I would love to be able to make an OC course. That would be good.
Someone might do that, you know.
yeah, if Womble. Anyone wants to.
I was going
to
say Womble, you know.
Sorry. Did I say Womble? Yeah. I bet you Lewis Dennett could probably make a better one than Womble. But, you know,
Snugans can make a better one than both of them.
Oh, Dennett's one would be absolutely crap, probably, compared to that, you know. Greg DeLacy would probably be a good one to do it because he's such an expert at it. You know, he'd be good at it. You know, he might just afford to have the time and stuff like that.
He might say Cindy does all his trial times.
That explains a lot. Mm.
It does explain an awful lot, actually. He is not. You know, he's completely and utterly henpecked. Absolutely, he has to do all the work around the house. I know this for a fact because when I was on the phone with him when I was doing the ironing, he was telling me all this. Anyway,
I'm sorry I couldn't answer my phone because I was too busy brushing up. So, Kim, have you unlocked the skill games yet by Apple?
Yes.
Did you try the bomb bouncer?
No, I haven't tried it yet. Yeah. I was all excited because I actually unlocked the track that we had to do this week, so I went and did that first. But I will try it before the week is out. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it. I did buy the new Spyro remastered thing, but I haven't got a chance to play it yet. So.
Wow, games. Okay, well, I got to talk about this thing, Mark, because... Oh, you got to. Wow.
I've borrowed it, but I've not played it. I've had it for about a month.
Right, okay. So, my life is kind of difficult at the moment as far as just kids and work and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to everyone out there listening that I have not really played anything else apart from Minecraft over the last 3 or 4
Wake me up when you're over.
I'm sorry. I am really sorry. And I apologize, but... Since I got this Nimbus, what do you call it?
Yeah, Nimbus the Nimbus series Nimbus, yeah.
The controller for my iPad Pro, I can just fire it up quickly for 10, 15 minutes when the kids are going to bed or whatever it may be, or all of the bits and pieces are in between the ironing or whatever other many things that I have to do with six kids. It's working out really well for me. And... when I look at the things that everybody else is creating, and they're all into... I mean, I love going to Mark's house. I was in Mark's house. Mark, I was in your house snooping around this morning. Yeah. And Mark has the Mark's workshop, and he has the dungeon, and he's the sex cave, and all the different things. But in every single one of those, there's chests, and he has tools and armor and magical books and all of these things that I have no idea how to create or do. I have never charmed anything on a charming table. I have never made myself armor. Never. I haven't done any of that stuff. I discovered making carpet this week and thought, wow. And worked out how you start to do that. And that's weird because I've been doing this for weeks. But what I'm doing at the moment now, I've done the railway and I've done the chasm of death. And that's, but that was, again, was all just basic block work with glass. Now I'm trying to build my own house. In Minecraft. Now, it's working. I'm trying to do to scale as much as I can.
I had a quick look at it when you first started building it. It's cool.
It's about 15% to 20% bigger because of the block sizes and you can't get the exact angle on the roof. But so it's not that much bigger. It's pretty darn accurate of the size of my house, but the layout. But the problem is now that I've started that, I've tried to get the outside brick right and the base and where the lights are on the inside of the house and where the pictures are and the exact place in the hallway. I'm even starting to put light switches and plug sockets where they are. And it's really down a dark, dark rabbit hole of where I am. Joshua's room now is pretty much finished. So he's got his low bed with the black sheets, black pillows, the cupboards with mirrors on them, which you can't get the mirrors, that's a problem. The doors, computer desk. I've got the three screens on his computer desk and the black keyboard, all the bits and pieces. And you start to get to that deep level of detail. I would love, and again, and then on the outside of the house, I'm trying to work out on where I am sitting now in these buildings and try to work out where the stream is behind. And then there's so much more to do, like the chicken hutches and all the other bits and pieces in the fields, which will have cows in them and bits and pieces. Before I even get the fantasy of my own house, the things I would really like the swimming pool. But it's brill. It's therapeutic.
Yeah. And it's a time sink, isn't it? You lose so much time in it.
It's a time sink, and it's class. I do, at the weekends, we switch on the monsters. I hate the monsters.
But we need them, though.
Why? I don't use fancy stuff.
Yeah, but some of us do. I finally got slime, and not from a monster.
Congratulations.
But I need slime for sticky pistons.
Liquid brush again. I can give you that.
But yeah, the traveling salesman with llamas who looks like someone from Morocco. Yeah. He has some slime for sale. It cost me 4 emeralds and I got some slime. So I've finally got some.
What do you do with slime?
You can make sticky pistons. So a piston can move a block.
Is that a toffee apple?
A piston can move a block, but if you want that block to move back, you need a sticky piston so it pulls it back. So you can make automated doors and stuff. So a door will go, and then when you walk through it, it will go and close again. Stuff like that. I did all that in 360
days. You put the pads on the floor that do that.
Yeah, but that's a proper door. These are like, you can have secret entrances what open up and then close again. So you'll have like a wall, like a James Bond thing. You press a hidden thing on the wall and the wall just opens up and you can go through. And
a secret back entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of secret back entrances, I was going from your house over to your medical cave, your workshop.
Yeah, there's a tunnel now between the two. Yeah.
There's an iron door there.
Yeah.
I couldn't open it. No. What's the crack there?
There's a secret button somewhere you have to press.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, yeah, look, do you know what? I'm sorry. Minecraft can be seen as a kiddie's game, and there's lots of it. And what has happened in my house now is... Charlie, I see, is playing Minecraft, but he's now again into all those little fighting games, stuff like that there.
Yeah.
And Joshua, I went into his room to say, before I came out here to say, like, yeah, Josh, you know, we're podcasting tonight, keep the stream low, you know, Minecraft fine, but, you know, no loads of video and stuff like that there, please. But he's playing away at Minecraft as well with his mates. So we've started something in here. So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
If anyone wants to join the realm.
Yes, do.
Just
do that.
Give any of us a shout and we'll get you in there. Because I've not been on for a while and I went on the other day. I had a quick look around and it's changed so much in just a few days. It's unbelievable. Phil's like beach house near me with his underwater viewing area. It's huge now. It's got a really nice glass underwater observatory to watch all the fishes. So yeah, it's really cool. And he's built a railway to his house from that as well.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is a time sink. It's lovely. Some of the guys you do is as complicated or as basic like me. I mean, if you know behind my house, Mark, there's all the big cliffs.
Yeah.
And it's like a big, big, beautiful mountain. Well, I'm just working on plans. Well, actually, on paper, I've been working out block sizes. The bongo wood sign is going up there. So, it's like Hollywood sign, but it's going to go up in the hills behind me. That's why one of the reasons I always picked that. So, yeah, that's going to be done this week, I think, at some stage. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, good, yeah. Just, I'm sorry, I'm loving it. Anyway, the only other thing. So, yeah, if you want to go Minecraft, join our realm that Phil is paying for, I believe. So, yeah, the realm is really cool. There's quite a lot of people in there now. There's loads more, and there's loads of space.
Yeah,
but just and if you just want to come along and wander around and have a look at some of the creations, it's fab. It's all pretty well signposted.
Yeah,
how to get there? So
yeah, we started getting a bit of infrastructure now. With a few roads. Oh, okay. And stuff.
Sarah's asking, is there a story to Minecraft? Very loosely, there is a story which you can go to the Nether and fight the dragon at the end of it and stuff like that there to finish the game.
There's a Nether and the end, and the dragon is in the end portal, yeah.
I have never went to the Nether. It's like this dark, subterranean, weird world, and I'm frightened to go there, Kim. Kim, I'm frightened to go to the Nether. I would need you to hold my hand there's a big portal there, and I could go through it. But and I need to go there because it does like porcelain or like white quartz something like that.
Yeah, quartz. Yeah,
and I need quartz to do my TV units in the sunroom.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's not really a story, but the story. I mean, we could make it up. Yeah. I mean, we could have a wee story. You know, we have Thomas the Tank Engine's that much flipping railway track. But the story, you create your own little world, Sarah. It's just chill. It's like, instead of smoking a joint, not that I would ever recommend anybody doing that.
But it's legal in Canada.
Yeah, of course. That's why Sarah is so chilled.
Yeah.
it's like chilling. It's just like chilling and penicillin. It's really good.
And Sarah, what you need to do is you need to lobby and petition Sony to allow cross-platform play on PS4 for Minecraft with the Realm.
Yes, the Realm. We need a Realm, people, on PlayStation. We want those scummy PlayStation players in the Realm, along with the ones from iPad and Switch.
And Switch and PC. So, join the party.
Yeah, you know, I know you're a bit dirty and scummy and play Sydney, but you can come in too. You're welcome. Tell Sydney the Overseas Connection wants to play Minecraft with us. You must let us in their realm, please. Okay, is that enough people insulted for tonight?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, good. You've been cracking on as well with Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Mark?
Yeah, plodding on with that. I'm just over 50 hours in now. It's such a huge game. I'm only about 56% progress done on the story. I'm doing a lot of side mission stuff. I've got back into the swing of it now. I got a bit bored. It got a bit repetitive at one time, and it still is a little bit, but I've started getting leveled up now, so I'm getting a bit of a badass. I've got some nice weapons, what I like.
Oh, badass, yeah. That very brush again.
Sorry, Robin, I know you've got a lot of itchiness there. It's a really good game. The naval battles, I've done a few of them. They're really cool. If you liked the naval battles in Black Flag, you'll like them in this. It's not as advanced. You don't have the cannons, but you do have javelins and you have arrows and fire arrows. So it's very similar setup where you pull the left trigger and you get the arch for the direction of what you're going to fire in and that. So, yeah, it's cool. Really liking it. The story's plodding along nicely. I'm not paying that much attention to it, if I'm honest. I normally do as well with stories, but it's, like I said, nearly 50 hours in, it's dragging its heels a bit now. I am skipping through. You know when you're getting the dialogue between the characters, I'm pressing B and skipping through, I must admit. Mostly on the side stuff, so, yeah. But yeah, it's cool. I like the main character, Cassandra. I'm glad I chose her rather than the
Cassandra.
Gang. Yeah, she's a good protagonist. Not a lot really else to say other than what I've already said.
Okay. Final thing I'll mention. This morning I bought Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas and Liberty City Stories, and there's a pack.
Oh, right. I thought you meant GTA 3.
Isn't it GTA 3?
Yeah.
There's a pack of the three or four games for a tenner or 11 quid.
I bought that pack on PlayStation a while ago.
And I bought it on the iPad Pro.
Ooh.
So, and it's compatible with the Nimbus.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So I've never played them before.
How much was that pack?
For three or four games, it was 11 quid.
That's good. So, I'm thinking of work when I've got some downtime.
Yeah, so with Nimbus and that, you know.
I really like that Nimbus controller.
Mm, it is good. I know you're disappointed. Sorry, the Nimbus controller is a Bluetooth-ish controller that works with mostly with Apple devices. I think it does work with some other stuff.
Yeah, it's got an MFI stamp, hasn't it, made for iPad and iPhone.
Mark was disappointed that it didn't work with his PC. Yeah. Sorry about that. But apart from that, it doesn't work with my toaster either. but it is it's a cracking piece of kit. It works. It does exactly what it says on the tin. It feels good in your hand. And you switch it on and the connection is immediate. There's nice notification on battery levels and stuff like that there. And it's a lovely, it actually makes the iPad or iPhone, you know, is something that is a game format. Because trying to play Minecraft or any sort of game really with touch control is just crap.
Yeah, it's difficult, yeah. Especially when fall through a hole one block wide into some water and you drown and you can't get out because you're using touch controls. I had that the first week. So that's one of the reasons I bought the controller. So have you actually got GTA 5 on the Xbox One? Have you not got one?
Should we play it together?
Oh, yeah, we have. I'm going to say, if any time anyone wants to play that online, I love that game.
Yeah, that would be a good community night too,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I remember, GTA, we did some races, didn't we?
Cars and stuff out there. You know, Sarah, you're saying you're not very creative, that your house is just a square with square windows and a square yard. That's fine. You know, go and build that. Go and build that in Minecraft. And you'd be amazed how much detail you get into. So,
a lot of people, you either get people who like to create stuff, or you just get people who just like to explore and mine. The map is absolutely huge now on these realms.
Yeah.
the realm map, if you look at it, if if you just create one in creative mode and just use a flying mechanism, fly around, it is massive. So there's a lot to discover and think. There was an update the other week, the pillage and... what was it called again, Robin? Village and pillage.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Minecraft for Kids is raping it. No, it's village and pillage update. Yeah,
all right. Mark, stop that. Stop it.
There's pillagers what come in and take over the villages. I saw a message from Eric in the Realm chat the other day saying that one village has been wiped out. There's no villages left. They're all dead.
No, it was something about he discovered them, but he had to have lights at them and they all died or something. He didn't have lights on. And then
he reckons if there were lots of lights around the area, the pillagers wouldn't have spawned in.
They won't respawn. Stuff like that there. Yeah. God, Trump. It's all his fault. Because he blames him for everything else. So that has to be his fault for that too. Anyway, excuse me. I apologize. I'm on funny juice tonight or something. But I was on funny juice before I even started. So I'm just having a good time tonight. Yeah. If I'm insulting you, well, damn it. It's going round.
Just send an email to crybaby@dontbeabitch.com.
Yes. Anyway, it's time for a quiz.
Woohoo! Ooh, Who said that?
So, who said it best?
Nicole, you said it best. You always said best. You are simply the best. Right, Tina, let's go. Okay, so we've gone low-tech, high-tech. Nicole has sent me the quiz on a piece of paper.
I got that last week, and it was skew-if, and the last answer was you couldn't see which was a proper answer.
So I'm going to work through her handwriting, which is 1,000% better than my handwriting. I always thought I should have been a doctor because you can't read my writing. In fact, my writing is so bad, I try to write in slowly in block capitals. In fact, are you one of those people that your writing is so bad that you go back to it a week later and you can't read what you've written?
Not that bad, no.
No?
Okay, that's
my boss is left-handed, and it's like a spider's crawl through an ink pot and just crawled across the page. It's that awful.
Oh, that's much neater than mine. So, okay. So here we go. So Nicola sent us some questions. The way this goes, we ask a question. We try to work out who said it in a game. So question number one, get ready there, kiddies. Secrets are like herpes. If you got them, you might as well spread them around. I love it. Secrets are like herpes. If you've got them, you might as well spread them around.
I know who said that. Greg DeLacy said that to me the other week.
Regular. All the time. Well. Yeah. Do you know that time we met in San Francisco? I actually noticed that, and maybe it's just sort of the pennies dropping now, that he seemed to scratch and quite a bit. And maybe that's exactly what it was.
He didn't give you a brush to bring home, a toilet brush or anything, did he?
Well, after that time, and I can't go into all the things that went on, but after that time we met, that's when I had to start using the fairy liquid brush. So maybe he passed something on to me. But come London later on in October when Greg DeLacy comes to EGX, we can give him it all back. We'll give him a clap on the back. Or at least give him the clap. Anyway, so secrets are like herpes. If you've got them, you might as well spread them around. Who said that? Was it Harkin from Mass Effect? Was it Shepard from Mass Effect? Or was it Gordon Freeman from Half-Life 2? Secrets are like herpes. Got them, you might as well spread them around. Harkin from Mass Effect, Shepard from Mass Effect, or Gordon Freeman from Half-Life 2. Your answers, please. Your answers, please, are coming now. Mark says A, and Kim says A, and A is the correct answer. A.
I knew it wasn't Shepherd.
Oh, dog.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't the last one, which I've forgotten already.
Freeman.
Freeman, yeah, I knew it wasn't Freeman.
Is a silent protagonist.
Yep.
Not a very good question to ask. But and again, Nicole, very, very good, very clever. She goes, I know he didn't talk. That was a trick answer. Anyway, very good. Okay, question number two. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. Was it A, the G-Man from Half-Life 2? Was it B, John Marston from Red Dead Redemption? Or was it C, Sergeant Johnson from Halo? The right man on place can make all the difference in the world. G-Man, Marston, or Johnson? Half-Life 2, Red Dead Redemption, or Halo? What is the correct answer? Your answer's now, please.
I don't know.
Mark is C and Kim is B. Now, if Kim had have said B, she might be right. And if Mark had have said C, which he did, he might have been right. But one of them is not right at all. In fact, both of them are wrong. It is A, the G-Man from Half-Life. He said, yeah, the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. But the right man in the right place can make me feel great in the world. Okay, question three. We all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. How profound, Nicole.
Yeah, that's deep this week, Ella.
This is good stuff. We all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. Is it A, Shepard from the Mass Effects? Was it B, John Marston from Red Dead Redemption? Or was it C, Andrew Ryan from Bioshock? Now, would you kindly
say what you did there?
Shepard from Mass Effect, John Marston from Red Dead Redemption, or Andrew Ryan from Bioshock? And the quote again was, we all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. Your answer, please. A, B, or C? Mark says C, and Kim says B. John Marston, Kim, you've said it's John Marston.
Yeah.
Mark, can I clarify that your final answer?
Do Ryan.
And Ryan from Bioshock. Yeah. And the third answer, or the first answer, was Shepard from Mass Effect.
I thought it was that at first, of them, but when C came up,
So it was Shepard from Mass Effect, and John Marston, and Andrew Ryan. Shepard from Mass Effect is the wrong answer. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
John Marston from Red Dead Redemption is the wrong answer.
I figured that.
I have no idea who got one right. So he's going to work it out. Well done, you. It's a good one. Those are good questions this week, Nicole. Yeah. So I believe Kim got 1 point. I think Mark got two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, very good.
And on your reckoning,
I got half.
Yeah, how the hell is this half point bullshit?
Robin started this. If you host a quiz, you get half a point.
Oh,
so I've got half a point from last week.
Phil's got half a point. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. Yeah, that was fair. Half a point.
So Robin's on one point now.
Yeah.
Beating Gary.
Whoa!
Beating Greg.
And Pete has beaten Gary.
Oh, Greg has hosted, hasn't he? Oh, well, we'll forget about that.
Anyway, that was good. Thank you very much for getting that to us, Nicole. I don't care which way it comes to me, as long as it comes to me or over me.
No, not anyway.
Okay, so let's do some news.
News, here we go.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so sadly this week, and as perfect as it was in a sad way, as it being Star Wars week, just a little tip of the hat in the head and a round of applause. Mm-hmm. and sad tears for Peter Mayhew, who passed away this week. The original actor for Chewbacca has died. Best known for serving as the original Chewbacca in Star Wars, his family broke the news that the actor passed away in his sleep at the young age of 74 years old on April the 30th. And that's just been announced this week. And just to clarify, and it's been taken out twice now, actually, Roger Moore has
back off
this week. So
Facebook fake news, fucking hate you, bastards.
Yes, after this news was broke, just a few minutes after that, Mark told us that Roger Moore had just passed away.
We're on Facebook, it must be true. Two fucking years ago.
We were keeping it going for a while until Richard Webster came in and said, by the way, he died 2 years ago.
Roger, hook, line, and sinker.
So, Peter, sorry. I thank you for all of your fantastic oratory and the speeches. And I can listen to you reciting Shakespeare as many, many times as you ever would like to. It's because it was fantastic, you know. Chewbacca language, so it's it was very good, very sad, but very yeah. Anyway, okay, so this one here, next story is about a mysterious Left 4 Dead video which appeared on YouTube over the last few days, and nobody really knew where it came from. So a while back, Steam, who are the people that made Left 4 Dead originally, and we would be excited about a new Left 4 Dead, I suppose, because Left 4 Dead has been fantastic for the both of them. There was sort of a rumor about Steam and Valve coming to start producing games again. Now, people sort of went, yeah, but they're doing card games and stuff like that. But when this video was released, and hopefully Mark has it on, it actually looks pretty legit.
It does look cool.
Teaser for Left 4 Dead 4. So it's not actually clear. The Twitter account, it only sent one thing. So, you know, it was only one. This account only put this one thing up on Twitter. And it shows sort of environments from Left 4 Dead, very clearly Left 4 Dead. It shows the map room and the safe room and different bits and pieces with the zombie shooter hand at the end of it. Sadly, updated by Mark, it is fake. It is fan service, it has not been official. That Left 4 Dead 4 is not coming, that we know of,
Or even Left 4 Dead 3. We haven't had Left 4 Dead 3, have we? Because right at the end, it's got the sort of like the hand, which is synonymous where we have the fingers all. Yeah, and it's got four fingers, but then just right at the end, it drops a finger. So, but yeah. Like you say, it's a cool video, and it is definitely a wish list item. So, yeah, maybe this might get Valve, maybe not. We've been Half-Life 3 for God knows how long.
I was talking about companies working on stuff, not in the notes, but there was all this talk about Anthem and the developers stepping back from Anthem to go and make the latest Witches and Elves and Shit game that Kim likes so much. Not Morrowind. Damn it. What's it called?
Skyrim.
What do they do?
No,
not Skyrim. BioWare.
Dragon Age.
There's a whole team there now dedicated to that. But there was these sort of mixed messages coming out from BioWare this week that they were maybe going to drop development and support of Anthem. But they've said, no, definitely not.
Yeah, I saw something where they said, oh no, we're 100% behind Anthem. Yeah, it's a shame all the fucking people who bought it aren't, because I am. I've dropped it like a fucking dead stone. I've deleted it off my hard drive now. I was so disappointed with that game.
Don't let him fuck up Dragon Age, please.
No, hopefully not. Okay, wee quickie. Minecraft news! So, my imagination of Minecraft news. The Minecraft creator will not be at the Minecraft anniversary event. Despite being the original creator, Marcus Notch Pearson won't be included in any of the Microsoft anniversary plans, the company has told Variety. A Microsoft spokesperson told the outlet that Pearson's comments and opinions do not reflect those of Microsoft. Ubisoft or Mojang and are not representative of Minecraft. So, you know, he's not going to be there. 10-year anniversary. 10 years, wow. It's on May the 17th in the Mojang's offices in Sweden. Now, I suppose the only thing I would say about this is, yeah, so what? It'd be nice to have him there. But I think the problem is, if you follow Marcus Notch on Twitter, he's very, very outspoken and very quite controversial about quite a lot of stuff. And I think that's why they're distancing themselves.
Yeah, on Wednesday when I was on the Entertainer, it's just getting another plug in there. It was on their news item, but they also said that. also, on the menu, do you know on your menu you get these like splashed messages?
Yeah.
Well, some of them were from Notch, and they've been removed. And part of their reasoning behind that was because of his outspoken tweets in the past about. Lesbian gay rights and stuff like that, and some racist stuff. So I don't know what it was about, but yeah, all these comments on the front splash page on the menu, they've gone as well now.
You can't have a fucking opinion about anything. I'm not standing up for it, but it's just you can't say anything at all.
Free speech is, there's no such thing as free speech anymore.
Not anymore. No, yeah. You can't have an opinion.
You can't even joke anymore, can you? You can't even make a joke anymore.
Yeah, well, any of some of the stuff has been close to edge that we've said tonight. I'm not making, we said stuff that would be not go down well in public, hopefully within friends, and I hope we don't insult you too much. But there's some crazy stuff that I heard went on today or this week about some people that they mentioned with the foster parents that they mentioned that they rightly or wrongly, I'm going to say it anyway, rightly or wrongly, they said, like, you know what, they were asked a question in training about what if their son came home or their daughter and said that they were gay. And the gentleman said, well, we would accept it, okay, but we wouldn't be terribly happy with it. Now, rightly or wrongly, he told the truth. This person told the truth. They now have to go for retraining.
But that worries, that's how he felt.
Yes.
So you're not allowed to feel how you want to feel.
No. Yeah. So they have to go for retraining now of acceptance, and I'm totally acceptant of I don't give a damn where you are, whether you are, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. It's just the world has gone a bit bananas. So, and sorry if that insulted anybody out there, but anyway, okay. So we've done the blah 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 blah. Yeah, be tolerant and be nice to everybody. That's about it. You know, if you don't like it, you just be nice to people. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so Call of Duty, we've done that. That's GBC. Okay, one thing. Next week, this is something that I want to try and view the community in, okay? The most epic conclusion of a game. So what I'm thinking about here is, you know, everybody's been talking about Game of Thrones and how it's all coming to a close, and Endgame, how that's all sort of coming to an end, the end game, blah, blah. And there's been years and years building up that narrative, building up that story, and it's now wrapping up all those loose ends and coming to an end. There are games like that for me in my life that I've been playing for years. I've played it for years. Mass Effect, I have to say, would be one of those games that I've been playing for years and years. And whether you like the ending or not of Mass Effect 3, it was a combination of that whole story arc from Shepard coming to an end. And I will always remember that at the end. Yeah. It could be as simple as a one big RPG like Fallout, and you're playing it for 50 or 100 hours and coming to the end. I think games are getting fat now for hours rather than being sensible about it. But not that I've ever played it, but like the Final Fantasy games for people, you know, there's is there an arc in some of those that, you know, what is the epic game endings that you remember? Is there, you know, like, it could be John Marsden at the end of the first one, you know, what was your thing, a game that you really remember? We'll talk about it next week, hopefully. Yeah, if we get some people coming. Cool. Think about it, guys that are listening. Please send us a tweet. Maybe it needs an email, or maybe just a quick cheat, a tweet to podcast@ocpod.com, email, or @OC_podcast. What was the biggest ending, the most epic ending? It could be a small game. It could be
Inside is a good example.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, give us some of the examples of the endings of the games. Well, we can spoil them because they're older games. What the heck? But, you know, things that you'll always remember, you know. For me, finishing Saberwulf, again, I went back to the Spectrum game as Saberwulf, and I went, the end. Yeah, that was it. So not epic. But, you know, so have a think about it. Please send us some feedback in an email to podcast@ocpod.com or a SpeakPipe at our SpeakPipe app. Look us up, Mark. What is that?
SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe is speakpipe.com/the_OC.
Hmm.
Or you can and just go on the SpeakPipe website and just search for Overseas Connection.
Yeah. So when things are coming to an end, it's just put it in my head and it's there. So please send some feedback in. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay. Some other feedback that was there. My God almighty, I've used this quite a bit this week. So Daz, Darren Hilton, my drinking buddy from EGX, posted earlier on this week of a video with him with his 3D printer. Making stuff. He's making stuff. Great stuff. And today he posted photographs. I don't know if you can grab these, Mark, of what he made. And he sent us a tweet to say, drinking and gaming, my two favorite things. And he has made, I swear to God, this is the coolest thing I have ever seen. He has made a holder with a bottle of Corona in the middle of it. Thank you, Darren. With the two Switch controllers to the left and the right. So the Switch controllers and where the screen would be on a Switch is this holder for bottles of drink.
Oh, he's made that. I thought he'd bought it.
No, we 3D printed. This has been 3D printed. This man is fucking epic. He is just so cool.
Get him to commission you one, Robin, and get it personalized.
Oh, it's just awesome, Darren. I think that is brilliant. So it'll hold a can of Corona, or he has another thing in with a can of Coke in it. So just it's just brilliant. We must stick that up on the stream or stick these photographs.
The Joy-Cons, I take it the Joy-Cons are real.
Yes.
So he's made the holder, and the Joy-Con slip onto it, so he can play the game and take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that is
good.
So cool.
Nice so and the down. Yeah, and but the Joy-Cons are angled back at sort of 30 degrees back, so it's and the bottle.
You're not spelling them.
Just lift it forward. Yeah. Just think, fantastic, isn't
that
it?
That is cool.
Darren, that is absolutely epic. Thank you for sharing that. Well, this is really, really good. Okay, let's take Kim off the shelf again because she loves doing this bit.
What was I
heard you say the other week? I wasn't on. Yeah, just hurry up and get to the new releases, will you? get back out of the cupboard. So, come on. Get back out of the cupboard. To the new releases.
Oh, boy. All right. Yes, your new releases for May 4th through the 11th are The Legend of Heroes Trials of Cold Steel 2 for the PlayStation 4 on May 7th, Yakuza Kiwami 2 for the PC on May 9th, and Life is Strange 2 Episode 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on May 9th. And those are your new releases.
All right. The thing again, I think you mentioned it before, it's getting slow before E3. E3's coming very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. Okay, Playdate stuff. Look, when we're out there, you know to grab us. But Trials Rising is the thing that's going on in Minecraft, very much so at the moment for our community. Mark, over to you and Trials.
Right, so we've just finished challenge number 9, and the track was Tilting at Windmills. And as you can imagine, there were windmills involved, and you had to get your bike on the sails, and it added a bit of that element of trickiness to it. So we've got a full roster of 10 riders on today, and we've got a new rider as well. It's only Martin One, who's a PlayStation player, and that's thanks to Mr. Pete Chin, the legit Chinny. He's now he's now our Trials Rising recruitment officer. It's his new job title. Yeah. So here is the top 10. In 10th place, Lazarus 217 with 1:19.462. In 9th place, GamerGirl27 with 58.867, and she's put no fucking way, and I put yes, you're not last.
I'm on the board.
Yeah.
Anyway,
in eighth place is our new rider. It's only Martin Munn with 57.539. In seventh place, the legit Chinny with 54.911. I finally beat him. 2 weeks I've been losing to him. I've got him back. Take it, sucker.
And did you do like 30 seconds to spare sort of thing again?
No, about 20 minutes to spare, but I never fucking told him.
So you're learning.
Why?
Yeah, but he did actually say to me earlier, he says he's not going to get back on today. But yeah, I won't tell him anyway. In fact, he texted me about an hour or so just before we went live, and he says, did you beat me then? I says, you'll have to listen to the show. So yeah, in sixth place is me with 53.979. So I'm nearly a full second in front of you, Pete. Take that. In fifth place, Martin C. 1984 with 52.537. These are getting silly.
Excellent.
Times now.
Good times.
Fourth place, our very own Murphy's Law, the missing man from the podcast who we keep forgetting about now because he's never here. 52.531. In third place, shocker, playing skills, Lewis Raimondo, the man who's now married. 52.409.
See, that's what
place.
Happens.
Yeah.
See, like, just came up. When you get married,
slippery slope.
Goes to hell.
Yeah, that's it now. In second place, another shock horror, Womble MK3, Nick.
Goodness.
51.759. So who's number one, may I ask? Well, it is Snoogans, the fairly new recent player who, again, Pete Chin recruited from the arcade club meetup. He did it in 51.499. Yeah, Nick's in the chat saying, wait, what? Yeah, Nick, you've been beaten. Snoogans, 51.499. He beat you by a couple of tenths of a second there. He's our new champion and first time he's been on the top spot. So well done, Snoogans. Yeah, Mr. Wilcox. Nick's in shock now. He's fucking hell.
Ain't no points for second best. Your body's writing checks that your body can't afford. Next time you fly that stupid move over at Admiral's daughter, I'll have your hide.
So yeah, a massive well done to Snoogans. So next week's track, which is in progress right now, if you can get onto it, which you won't know because I haven't told you what it is yet. Challenge number 10 is on the track Medieval Flair. Ooh. And again, that's using the Rhino bike, simply because I've not unlocked the Mantis yet. I'm only level 20-something. Yeah, Medieval Flair. These tracks on this European continent, they're classed as easy. The US ones were classed as beginner. They're not easy for me. These are tricky tracks. A lot of these now have got loop-de-loops, they've got moving platforms. Some of these tracks, there's one I looked at earlier called Something About Tomatoes, and it's a fucking nightmare. It's got catapults in it. You land on a catapult and it flings you off. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting. So, yeah, if you want to get involved, if you're on Xbox One, just send me a message and just say you want to take part, and I can add you to my friends list, and I can track you that way. If you're not on if you're not on Xbox, so if say you're on PC or PS4 or Switch, all you have to do is send me a picture of your time, either on WhatsApp, on Twitter at Mechanics, or on Facebook group.
We have invented crossplay.
Yes, we have.
Even for PlayStation people, those dirty people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we include everyone here. No prejudice here, even for the dirty PS4 players. You started this, Robin. You get me in trouble. I won't get email. It's because my PS4 clicked in dust. Yeah, so you've got till 7 PM next Sunday, and and like Nick says, wait till we get to the hard tracks. Yeah, I won't be taking part, Nick. I'll be just doing the scores. I struggle with the easy ones. How about you, Kim? Do you like these easy tracks?
Oh, sure,
how did you get on with the windmill one?
So very good. We've got people, you know, lots of stuff going on in the community at the moment between racing bikes and getting blocked in Minecraft. So, please join in. It's lots of fun. You know what? Don't be a lurker. If you're out there, there's lots of friendly people, like-minded old farts like us that just have fun with their gaming. Kim, of course, is youthful and beautiful and young.
she's like a community ambassador, isn't she?
She is our like candy on our arm to make us feel like younger.
Yeah, that's it.
Younger and better. Anyway, the other thing we do with the community is this kind of thing called Victory Achieved. And Victory Achieved is when you actually play a game that has an end.
Not like Minecraft.
And it gets to the credits at the very end of it. We would like to give you some money. So what you do is you just quickly take a selfie of yourself with a calendar of naked Australian firemen, if you want to, in the background, and the credits of the game. And what you do is you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. I have a look at that, and I retweet that, and you put all the hashtag victory achieved in there as well. I've started to edit people's photographs.
Yes, but what a teaching was excellent, yeah.
So, I have a bit of fun with the photograph. What happens if you tweet that in, you get entered into a draw. There's no catch. There's nothing. Sarah, who's in the chat right now, tolerating my horrible talk, she won some money a couple of weeks ago for this very thing. So the next draw will be at the end of June, and you can win $20 or 15 quid for your gaming platform of choice. So please do that. And I am taking Kim back out of the cupboard to talk about the games that were played, and then I will get stuck into Peachin.
Wow. Alrighty. Here are your victory achieved. We have Colin All Cars with Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Jeez, can't talk today. We have Dave O'Mac with Far Cry New Dawn, The Legit Chinny with Crackdown 3, and Dave O'Mac again with Mortal Kombat 11.
Very good. Okay, before we do the Greg thing, Mark, The Legit Chinny had this sad face, this frustrated face, this pissed off face, and his victory achieved because it was like, eh? What was Crackdown 3 all about? I don't know. I don't understand you. I thought we were common. We had a thing on level. I thought we were there. Do you know, Crackdown 3 is fun. People will reply to your comment going, yes, I know what you mean. Yes, it wasn't sort of fair. Yeah. Do you know what? It was fun. You could switch off and have a laugh with it. It didn't need to be this big, epic thing. You know, you have fun with other little games like Trials. But have fun. Crackdown 3 was fun. It was stupid. It wasn't a big, serious game. It was fun. Fun. Do you hear me, Pete? F-I-N, fun. U-N, those words. What were you thinking, Pete? Is it the gingerisms? Is that what it is? Pete! Anyway, I'm sorry you didn't have as much fun with Crackdown 3 as the majority of the world had. So, moving on. What did they get for finishing their games, Mark?
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
I like the modified pictures, Robin. They are really good.
Yes, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm having fun. I'm having fun with those.
I've just seen the aubergine.
Yes, you got that. Okay. Anyway. come and join the fun. Kim, get back out of your cupboard and check the chat and whoever's in there. We're going to start to wrap this thing up. Okay. If you want to be part of our conversation, if you want to join in this podcast every week at 9 o'clock in the UK and other times in America, it's 1 o'clock in the West Coast and 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and it's about something in the middle in the central bit. What's the middle bit called again? Central.
Central, yeah, or the Midwest.
There you go. And you go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast or youtube.com/OC podcast, and you can join into the chat. You can see it there. There's chatting going on, live stuff.
So much chatting.
People are talking shit about chat in the chat. And they're making friends in there. I can see it's cool. So you can be part of that and do it live. Do it live. So do that. And what people are in there, Kim? What people are shitting in the chatting now? Just chatting.
All right. So many. We've had Mexican hosts. Wobble, MK3 is in there, of course. Apricot Dripfruit, Commander Root, Jocha1337, Lurks, RCGC, and Electrical Longboard.
Ooh, that's cool. That's excellent. Good stuff. If you're on iTunes and you get us when you're not on live and you listen to this, you know, the next day, veteran gamers have learned so much from us lately. So much. They're getting their podcasts out so much faster. They've learned about how good Mark and I are at getting the podcast out really quickly. So, but if you're on iTunes or Stitcher or Zune, you please leave us a review. That'd be nice. A review would be lovely. And you can get us lots of clubs. We pay no attention to them. But if you want to get attached, there's OC Podcast clubs everywhere, all over the place. And Discord. Discord is a thing that every member of this podcast team must be on Discord every single day. It's the future, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What's my username and password? I'm going to have to get it again. So if you want to send us an email and all that sort of stuff, and contact us. Here is the sexiest queen in the world. Majesty.
You like us. Oh. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Love it. Anyway, let's go home. Let us go home, okay? So, Kim, let's start with you going home.
All right. that's me going home. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. A shout out to you guys. It's a fun show, but it always is, generally. a shout out to our shatters and the people that listen to us and watch us on Sundays. You're the reason we do this thing. A shout out to Mother Nature because she finally got her act together. And a shout out to my brand new nephew, Owen. Ooh. I'm glad you're here, little dude. Another one for me to corrupt, as somebody told me the other day. So
brilliant. Really good. So true.
How about you there, Mark?
I want to shout out the Entertainers podcast. They broadcast live at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. They asked me on again this week because Kyle didn't go on because Watford lost to Aston Villa, so he didn't want to face the wrath of the chin. And Katie had to go off early, so it was nice to podcast with Carl, finally, a proper full-on podcast with Carl. Excuse me. So that was good fun. I'll shout out Kim's new nephew. So, yeah, another, like she says, another one for her to corrupt and get into the gaming lifestyle.
Damn straight.
A shout out to Robin. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on together, and it's been a lot of fun tonight. I really enjoyed it. I've had a lot of laughs, and I was before the podcast, I was a bit tired, and I thought, I don't know if I'm ready for this, but yeah, I'm in a good mood now. So yeah, thank you very much for that.
Good.
And I'll let you take us out.
Excellent. You get me at Bongo the Sane. Okay, so that's me. So yeah, generally, I'm available at that point pretty much everywhere. I want to shout out all the podcast people that are not here, that Greg DeLacy fellow, all those other people, Lewis, Denok TQ, and your wonderful new partner, wife, female, male, alien,
animal,
whatever it may be. A super intelligent shade of the color blue. Congratulations. Fantastic. It's always lovely hearing people tying the knot together. It's fantastic. To Kim's new nephew and everybody, I love you all. It's fantastic. The people in the chat, all our listeners, all the feedback that we get, to Daz Hilton and all the crew, to Parsnip Nose, all of those people that have been attached and around the podcast for years and years and years. I look forward to seeing you later on in the year again, and touching you and feeling you. And that's it. We'll be back this time next week. Have a great, safe, and wonderful gaming week. And Mark and Kim are now going to help me with my thing down below with my fairy liquid brush to see if we can remove those nodules. So if you want to see that in the outtakes, just wear 3D glasses.
We're going to introduce Smelly Vision.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there live. Have a great and safe gaming week, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. to you same time next week.